Sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
So there's not going to be any delay on the tax increases?
No, well, I got to get the votes. That's why, you know, the one thing that I have this strange notion. We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
Welcome one and welcome all. Welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat. Might be a little extra large this time, but as always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your gracious host. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. So you just heard Joe Biden talking to ABC reporter George Stephanopoulos. And George Stephanopoulos asked him a question about the tax increases. Are they going to occur day one? And Joe Biden's response is, it was a good one, if you believe all his lies. But he said, you know, if I had the votes. Because we are a democracy. And we can't rule by executive orders. Dictators rule by executive orders. So we have to have a consensus. If we don't have a consensus, well, then that's not going to work. Boy, did that go out the window real quick, because we are, at the time of this recording, we are 9 days into the Joe Biden presidency, and as of now, he has signed 40 executive orders. That is more than any other president in U.S. history during that time. People were all over Donald Trump for signing, what he signed, 5? Joe Biden has beat that by 35. This is the new America, everybody. There's no longer going to be checks and balances. If the party that's ruling doesn't like what's going on, we're not even going to go to the House and Senate. We're just going to do an executive order. We're going to rule by executive order. And Joe Biden was right. That is a dictatorship. Our founding fathers set up this government ingeniously. Checks, balances. We don't have those checks and balances right now. And anything the Democrats want to push through, they're going to push through. Now, some of you may be saying, that's awesome. A lot of you may be saying, oh boy, rough road ahead. But ask yourself this. Let's go back. Right after the election, all these Biden people were all out in every Trump supporter's face, mocking us, shaming us. Ask yourself this. Now that Joe Biden has been inaugurated, where are they now? Because you're not hearing from them. They're awfully quiet. And the reason for that is they're looking at this going, oh my God, what did we do? The people in New Mexico, they're furious. Pennsylvania people, they're furious. The Canadians, Trudeau and the province of Alberta just put in $1 billion for the Keystone Pipeline. It's killed. Now, listen, about that Keystone Pipeline, they're claiming it's an environmental issue. But listen, how are they going to transport that oil now? They have to transport it by rail, which you have the risk during the loading process. There is a much higher risk of derailment. Then you have the risk of offloading it from the cars. Oh, and by the way, who owns the rail that would be delivering the oil? Warren Buffett. This isn't about the environment. This is all about money. This is all about, hey, you know, you help me out here, I'll help you out. Screw the Keystone Pipeline. The environmentalists who say, oh, nature will be affected. Look at the Trans-Alaskan Pipeline System in Alaska. Huge pipeline, huge oil pipeline. Never had a leak. Environmentalists are going to say, oh, the wildlife is going to be displaced by this huge pipeline in the middle of nowhere. Well, what they're finding is the migrating caribou are using the area right along that pipeline because in that area, it's much warmer. So they are migrating down, giving birth to their calves. And those calves, because it's warmer, there's more vegetation, they are thriving more. So really, it's actually helping the wildlife. But this man is signing executive order after executive order after executive order. His head's got to be spinning, and I think it is, because I'm going to play for you a clip. You may have heard it. You may have not. I don't know, but you got to listen closely. But he's going to pull open that little black binder, and he's going to look at it, and he kind of says, I don't know what I'm signing. And you can hear Kamala Harris faintly in the background just say, just sign it. Listen to this and tell me if that's what you hear. Looks at it. Listen to it again and listen closely. He says, I don't know what I'm signing. And he says something after that. And you hear Kamala Harris right after that, just sign it. Like she's pissed. Listen, see if you pick it up. So he grabs the binder right here, opens it up. And to be honest with you, I think that's how 90% of these executive orders are going through. They're just telling this man to sign it. He is an absolute puppet. He was not the chosen one. He was the one that they feel could beat Trump. Or they could steal the election easier than anybody else. They weren't going to give it to Kamala Harris. They knew Kamala Harris didn't have a chance even if they cheated. So they put Joe Biden in there. And Joe Biden, they're just telling him, look, if you get a black binder, you just sign it. And he's like, I don't even know what I'm signing. And Kamala Harris says, just sign it. You know, it that is exactly what it feels like. The man is just going through and signing things. He has no idea. Now, if you listened to last week's show, you heard me play a clip of Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, walking into a building. I'm not even sure what building it was. And he says, hey, ma'am, how you doing? And then you hear the Marines that were there salute him. And you hear him say, as if somebody is speaking it in his ear, and he's so trained to repeat whatever's in his earpiece, you hear him say, salute the Marines. But he never salutes them in the video. He just walks by and says, salute the Marines. Like, somebody's in his earpiece saying, hey, Joe, the Marines are saluting you. You need to salute the Marines. Salute the Marines. I'm going to play it for you again. Listen to this. Tell me if that's what you hear in this clip. The Marines are going to salute him. There you go.
Salute the Marines.
Salute the Marines. It was just, it's just like that's what he has been trained to do. And guys, you know, I don't want to be that guy that sounds way off the deep end. But I'm in the deep end. This is not normal. When he says, I don't even know what I'm signing, just sign it. Salute the Marines. This guy's a puppet. This guy, I said it from the get-go, he's not going to be in office more than a year. Kamala Harris will take over because he's going to be ruled unhealthy. He's not going to be ruled competent enough to complete his duties. He's going to go out like a hero, you know, in shame. And we were just talking about this with a bunch of people the other day. Shame on his family. I mean, honestly, the man, without a doubt, and even Joe Biden supporters, you have to agree that he is just not mentally strong enough for this job. So why you would put him in this position is beyond me. Because if that was my wife, I would say, no, I'm not going to put him through that. He can't do it mentally. It's hard for him. Find some other shill. But Jill Biden, Hunter Biden, the whole Biden clan are just like, oh, yeah, money, power. Joe, let's get you up there. We'll make it work. It's a shame. In a way, I almost, because Joe Biden has been in politics for 47 years, and he has gotten nothing done. He's done nothing for anybody. So I almost feel sorry for him because he is in a reduced mental state right now, and it's not going to get any better. So this is what we are left with. We are a country in a free fall. And I'm going to go deeper into that during this show because I've come to some pretty deep revelations in my psyche and my beliefs over these past couple weeks. I've had a lot going on in my life and things have taken it's like my whole world has opened up to a new reality. And that reality is pretty scary. And I want to tell you what exactly is going on, because I have no doubt that this is what's going on and you need to know. But before we get into that, I told you last week, remember, I now have a Paranormal Patriot hotline, 1-989-607-4722, 989-607-4722. Call that number, leave a message. Tell me what you think of the show. Tell me any paranormal encounter you've had. Tell me what you think of the political climate that's permeating in America and around the world. I mean, the last 2 months, to all my listeners in Australia, holy cow, you guys have just, my Australian listenership has quadrupled. It's amazing how many listeners I have in Australia. I don't know why, but there are. So if you're from Australia, call and let me know. What's going on in Australia? What do you guys think when you look at American politics right now? I can kind of guess. But call 989-607-4722. 989-607-4722. Listen, I have a lot of great listeners that I have yet to hear from, and you know who you are. Call the number. Leave a message. And again, I'm eventually going to put that as a live call-in number. I'm going to announce on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page, wherever if Parler ever goes back up, who knows, I'm going to announce, hey, I'm recording a show at this time. If you want to be on the show, call me during this time frame. Get on the show. Just like Pam from Illinois. Pam from Illinois left me this message. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Pam from Illinois, and I was listening to your podcast, and I just wanted to let you know I loved it, and I would comment on Facebook, but I took myself off because of the fact that they're looking at everything, and I'm afraid to lose my job also. So I just wanted to let you know, great job on the show, and thank you for being able to express what I need to express but can't because of fear of retaliation, or nobody wants to listen because of all the people in my family that don't believe in freedom and, you know, whatever else. So thank you.
So first off, Pam, thank you. Thank you so much for the kind words. This show is a labor of love for me. I don't make money off of this show, but there's something inside of me that tells me I have to spread the word, try and enlighten people, try to get people to see what's right and what's wrong. It pains me, Pam. It really does. I mean, it's horrible that you've had to remove yourself off Facebook for fear of retaliation, for fear of losing your job. This is the America we live in right now, people. You are not allowed to express your opinion unless it is the opinion of the left. How scary is that? People like Pam are afraid to express their feelings because they're afraid of retaliation. This isn't America. This is anything but America. This is socialism. This is communism, people. And again, like I said last week, there are so many people that don't understand that this is history repeating itself. They can't see beyond the trees. They can't see the forest for the trees because all they think about is Donald Trump is out of office. Everything's fine. No, everything is not fine. Everything is far from fine. We are 180. We are going to be in a downfall. We are going to be in a world of hurt because the Democrats, I think I mentioned it last week, look at everything that they've done in just the 9 days that Joe Biden's taken office. Look at what they've done and ask yourself, what has that done to help the American people? They've cut 50, some people say 100,000 jobs from the economy. And John Kerry, the climate change czar, had this to say to those people whose jobs are cut. Listen to this. I don't even know what to call it. Listen to this.
Grow the new jobs that pay better, that are cleaner. That, I mean, you know, you look at the consequences of black lung for a miner, for instance, and measure that against the fastest growing job in the United States before COVID was solar power technician. The same people can do those jobs. But the choice of doing the solar power one now is a better choice. Similarly, you have the second fastest growing job pre-COVID was wind turbine technician. This is happening. 75%, 70% of all the electricity that's come online in the United States in the last few years came from renewables. Not, you know, coal plants have been closing over the last 20 years. So what President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda. And I think that unfortunately workers have been fed a false narrative. No surprise, right, for the last few years.
Allow me to translate in layman's terms what John Kerry just said. We, the government, will dictate what is a job for you. We will dictate whether or not you will work here or you will work here. We will give you options, but those options are not good because the people that are working the bulldozers, the backhoes, they don't want to trade their $150,000 a year job to go into a factory and make solar panels for $40,000 just because the government deems that solar energy is the way to go. Well, listen, solar energy is not the way to go. When you live in places like Michigan, when you live in places like Seattle, solar energy makes absolutely no sense. Well, the environmentalists and the green energy people are going to say, well, then we'll put wind turbines in. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you think these wind turbines, these solar panels are produced? And what do you think these wind turbines run on? They are loaded with a crap ton of oil. Have you seen the pictures of when a wind turbine leaks oil? There is oil everywhere. So, you know, GM, I just read an article today. GM is stating that by 2035, they are no longer going to make any gasoline cars. They're all going to be electric. My God. Are people really that stupid? The tires that go on these vehicles, how do you think those are made? What do you think one of the main components of a tire is? Petroleum. How do you think these batteries are made? Petroleum. They need petroleum. They are never going to get rid of fossil fuels. And I got it. I get it, you environmentalists. Well, if we can reduce our carbon footprint. Our carbon footprint is not making a dent in or on this planet. Stop thinking that humans are that powerful. We're not. We are not that powerful. You know, I'm going to use the analogy that I've heard for years and years and years. If humans created climate change, how did the Ice Age end? Nobody has an answer for that. It just happened. The Earth warmed up. It's okay for the Earth to warm up then, but not now. Because when it warms up now, we are responsible. No, this is all a money grab. They have no qualms. They have no care about the environment. Trust me, I know this. Their actions prove so. When John Kerry is lecturing everybody about the environment while he's traversing from place to place to place on a private Learjet, He doesn't care a rat's ass about the environment. And you can put John Kerry and insert any politician's name in that equation. Same thing. We are being duped, and some of us can see it. And we're ostracized for calling it out because we're not woke. We are not environmentally conscious. Listen, I had a back and forth with a listener who, in the end, you know, she was very civil, and I appreciate that. But she just went off on me saying that, how can you support Donald Trump when he has destroyed the environment? Listen, we are not destroying the environment. We can make changes. You know, these people that are leaving these thousands and thousands of masks all over the place, yeah, that's a pretty unsightly thing. When we allow nuclear reactors like Fukushima to just dump radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean, I'm telling you, Godzilla's coming. It's coming. It's just a matter of time. You're going to see on a breaking news broadcast this gigantic lizard with atomic breath just destroying Tokyo, and I'm just going to be sitting back recording the show going, yeah, I told you. But yeah, I do care about the environment because I spend a lot of time in the environment. I do a lot of fishing. I do a ton of camping. My wife and I go walking in the woods a lot. It's a very grounding experience for anybody. If you haven't done it, do it. To be in the woods and just relax and just listen to the birds and the wildlife and just listen to nature because it's just so relaxing. And always remember this. I told you this the other show, but remember this.
For me, nature is one of the neatest things on this planet. That's why Rodney and I started Nature Walk, because we want everyone to know how neat nature is instead of just me and Rodney knowing it.
Nature is neat. And you know what else is neat? Calling the Paranormal Patriot Hotline just like Pam and Jay Miles did. 989-607-4722, 989-607-4722. Call that number. Be a part of this show. As I said before, I have a number of phenomenal listeners. Sean, Andy, Jason, Karen, Rick, you name it. I know I missed about 50 different listeners that I know constantly contact me. Call the number, 989-607-4722. Get your voice on the show. Let our listeners know what you think. Let our listeners know what you have encountered. Let them know. That is what this number is for. I found a great way to get our listeners, yours and my listeners, involved in this show. Now, let's use it. 989-607-4722. We're going to come back, and who knows what we're going to talk about, because I don't even know. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Phone rings, it's night. Two nights of sleep, blown in my head, don't know what to do. I know it's true. I don't wanna say it, but you leave me way less than I need you. I know you want a space so you can think about us. The silence is killing me and I'm freaking out.
Okay, if you haven't listened to The Stuff of Nightmares with Rick Ness, do so. Great show. If you haven't listened to Satire Is Not Dead with Harvey Gott, do so. If you haven't listened to J. Miles' show, Vanishing Gates, do so. If you haven't listened to Jim and Mike Talk, do so. These podcasts have graciously given me the opportunity to give them their voice. And I want you, my listeners, to listen to them because these podcasts are really good. I'm not going to put just any podcast. I'm not going to put a podcast on there where it talks like or it sounds like they're talking through a tin can. I want some really good sounding podcasts. I want good subject matter. I want entertainment. You're going to get that on any podcast advertisement you hear on this show. And with that being said, if you have a podcast, send it to me. I will listen to the show, and if I deem it appropriate for this show, send it through. I don't care if you're a left-leaning podcast, because right now we need unity. And I know the Democrats are talking about unity, but where was it for the last 4 years? You're not getting it from me. But if you're not a politician, I will unify with you. Now, one thing I want to tell you is Harvey Gott and I are planning on getting together and doing a show. I'll do one on my show. He'll do one on his show. However, I mentioned to you about my mother. Unfortunately, she's in hospice, and we don't know how much time she has left. I don't think there's much, and she's fighting it. She's going to continue to fight it, but she's also resigned to the fact that she is going to die soon, and it's just heartbreaking to see her like that, because she was always so strong, and she's just tired of fighting. So if you've contacted me and I haven't contacted you, J. Miles, this message is directed squarely to you. I haven't had a chance. I've been dealing with my wife and her cancer, and going up every weekend and spending time with my mom because time's short. You know, I don't give her, if she's around by March, I will be absolutely amazed. So thank you for the prayers that everyone has given me and my mother and my family. We truly appreciate it. If you can continue to give me prayers for my mother and my wife. My wife just had her last round of radiation treatment and she is absolutely miserable. She can't even move without being nauseous, lightheaded, sick, and I'm a pretty strong-willed guy that feels that I can take any situation and make it better. That's who I am. I can't do it. Between my mother and my wife, I feel helpless. So thank you for every prayer, every message of good vibes and positive thoughts. Thank you. I don't know what else to say, but if I haven't got back with you, that's why. If it's Monday through Friday, I'm at work, I come home, I take care of my wife, and on the weekends, I go to take care of my mom with my brothers and sisters, and it doesn't leave a lot of time to get back with everybody, and eventually, it's all going to slow down for me, and it's all going to, unfortunately, be done. Right now, that's not the case. So continue to contact me. I will do what I can to respond and as quickly as possible. But to be honest with you, the best way to get a hold of me and let me know what you're thinking is the hotline, 989-607-4722. That is the best way to tell me what you're thinking. I get every voicemail. Unless you specifically tell me, do not play this on the show, your voice will be heard on this show, and you will listen. My show has grown. I have thousands and thousands of worldwide listeners every month. Your voice will be heard. Your views will be heard. Your encounter will be heard. And it's simple. 989-607-4722. Pam and Jay Miles took advantage of it. Now you can. So we're going to switch gears here. It's been a little depressing for the last couple minutes, but I want to talk to you about something that we've talked about before, but it's gaining a new foothold, and that is Oumuamua. And I know a lot of you are going, what? Is he having a stroke right now? No, Oumuamua. That is the mysterious interstellar object that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, just stormed through our solar system. There is a growing sentiment among scientists that this object may have been, in fact, an alien ship. That's because an alternative, non-alien explanation might be fatally flawed. Now, most scientists think the idea that we spotted alien technology in our solar system, to be honest with you, is a long shot. However, as we remember in 2018, our solar system ran into an object lost in interstellar space. The object was dubbed Oumuamua, which means the messenger. Kind of odd that we would call it the messenger if it was just a piece of rock tumbling through our solar system. But that's the name we gave it. Now, this Oumuamua was a long, thin, cigar-shaped object that was tumbling end over end. Now, close observation shows that it was accelerating, and scientists have no idea what was pushing it to accelerate. Now, one explanation was the object was propelled by what they call a light sail. Now, a light sail is a wide, millimeter-thin machine that accelerates as it's pushed by solar radiation. The main proponent of this argument was Avi Loeb, who is a Harvard University astrophysicist. He says most scientists, however, think Oumuamua's wonky acceleration was likely due to natural phenomenon. In June, a research team proposed that solid hydrogen was blasting invisibly off the interstellar object's surface, causing it to speed up. But in a paper published August 17th in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, Avi Loeb and Tim Hong, an astrophysicist at the Korea Astronomy and Space Science Institute, argue that the hydrogen hypothesis couldn't work in the real world, which means that there's still hope that our neck of the woods was once visited by advanced aliens. Here's the problem with the Oumuamua. It moved like a comet, but didn't have the classic coma or tail of a comet. I remember growing up and seeing Halley's Comet or Hale-Bopp in the sky. And no way you could misidentify it. It was a streak in the sky. It was like somebody took a chalk mark and just put their finger over it and moved it in a comma shape. That's what it looked like in the sky. You didn't see that with Oumuamua. Now, Oumuamua was the first object to ever be seen flying into our solar system and then back out again. That's opposed to most solar system objects that turn circles around the sun, never leaving the celestial neighborhood. Its journey and the fact that it was accelerating, and this is the crazy part, is it not only accelerated, but it kind of turned, which doesn't make a lot of sense because most objects in the solar system rotate around the sun. This one didn't. It kind of moved away from the sun as if it was, in a way, intelligently controlled. Now let's look at what we see with comets. Now, first of all, Oumuamua was estimated to be about 1,300 to 2,600 feet in length. Now, again, I've gone through this so many times, I'm going to talk about it till my face is blue. We as humans have no idea what we're doing. We really don't. We think we're the epitome of life on this planet. But when you say, well, this comet is 1,300 to 2,600, that's double the size. We have no clue what we're doing. We're just guessing at this point. Well, we're guessing and making it seem like, yeah, we know what we're doing. This is what it is, 1,300 to 2,600. And people are like, okay, yep, sure, yep. You're doubling the size. You have no idea how big this thing is or was. But we'll go with that. 1,300 to 2,600 feet, or for my international listeners, 400 to 800 meters long. Now, the problem is there was no tail. There was no outgassing. Now, normally, comets come from regions more distant from the sun than asteroids, and these comets have a layer of ice on them. And as they get closer to the sun, it melts and turns into a gas as they approach the sun, and that's what we see, the beautiful trail of a comet. Now, this outgassing changes how the comet moves through space. It's kind of like a very slow rocket engine. The sun strikes the comet, the warmest parts of the comet burst with gas, and the gas flowing away from the comet sends it tumbling faster and faster away from the sun. Oumuamua didn't do that. The speed and trajectory of Oumuamua was unlike any comet we have ever seen. Now, again, we are human. We think we know how comets work, but do we? However, is it that much of a stretch to say that an alien probe or an alien reconnaissance ship entered our solar system, took a turn, and exited our solar system? I mean, let's look at this logically here. It's not going to be too soon, and you're going to find that there may be an alien civilization that comes across Voyager. Voyager is a spacefaring vessel that we launched in 1976 that is still going. It's still giving us information as it has left our solar system. Eventually, that object is going to come across an alien world, and that alien world is going to see it. And it may be as advanced as we are now, which really isn't that advanced, but they may pick it up, and they may look at it the same way we looked at Oumuamua. Some of that alien race is going to say, well, that's just a piece of rock floating through space. And there's going to be other alien scientists that say, that is a vessel from an alien civilization. To me, and granted, I'm kind of biased on this situation, but I don't think it's that too far out of the ordinary. I mean, honestly, with the amount of planets, the amount of solar systems, the amount of galaxies, somebody has had to have thrown a probe out there or a vessel out there and said, go! And they have probably lost contact with it. But it's still going. Oumuamua may just be that vessel. To me, in this day and age, with disclosure coming soon, is it really a stretch to think that this may have been an alien probe, or just like Voyager, an alien civilization launched this Oumuamua, and it's just floating through the solar system? Is it that much of a stretch in this day and age? I don't think so. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, and let's talk about Andrew Cuomo. If Andrew Cuomo's career, political career, is not done, I will be amazed. And that goes for Governor Murphy in New Jersey and Governor Whitmer in Michigan. Their political career should be done. Listen to why on the next segment of The Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you feeling the distance? Every single second we're apart.
This is Jim. Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Seen enough by the time I turned 12. I stumbled and fell, face deep by myself, yeah. And now I got wisdom and stories to tell. So I sing it as well, I sing it as well, yeah. With my soul. Mama's in the kitchen making good smell. But we're broke as hell, we're broke as hell, yeah.
Okay, so this week, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, took a major hit when the attorney general of New York, who is there's no other way to put it, a radical liberal. She came out with a scathing report that said the Cuomo administration undercounted the number of nursing home deaths due to COVID by at least 50%. Now, if you remember, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and there may have been other states, but those are the three that come to mind. They sent known positive cases of COVID-19 back into nursing home. Those governors, Governor Murphy of New Jersey, Governor Cuomo of New York, and Governor Whitmer of Michigan. Now, what we don't know is exactly how bad these numbers are, because in Michigan and New Jersey, the attorney generals haven't done a comprehensive report like they did in New York. I don't know what happened in New York. Why they decided to do a report on this. This is a radical liberal attorney general. And she came out and said, listen, your governor's lying to you. Your governor killed people due to his response to the pandemic. I'm going to play for you the Fox News. And yes, I said Fox News, which is ostracized now and is not what it once was. But I'm playing it for you because they're jumping the shark. And if you don't know the term jumping the shark, go back to Happy Days. When Fonzie jumped the shark. If you've ever watched Happy Days, you remember when I think they were in Hawaii and Fonzie jumped the tiger shark. And everybody says that was when Happy Days just lost their credibility. This may be when Fox News loses their credibility, because if you listen, they say that Governor Cuomo has stated that 8,000 people have died in nursing homes due to COVID. But that number may be 50% higher. It could be upwards of 13,000. Well, the last time I checked Fox News, double 8,000 is 16,000. Fox News is going the way of the dinosaur. Newsmax, OAN are competing with Fox News, who is leading the cable news networks. They're falling on hard times. And listen, that just tells you the conservatives in this nation have a voice. We just choose not to use it. But listen to this news broadcast from Fox News, and it gives a little bit of insight, but oh my God, really, Fox News?
Well, New York's official count of more than 8,000 nursing home deaths could be up to 50% higher, bringing the potential tally closer to 13,000, maybe more. That's according to a bombshell report from the New York Attorney General's office revealing the state severely undercounted. It also addresses Governor Cuomo's controversial mandate for nursing homes to take in COVID-19 patients, finding it, quote, may have put residents at increased risk of harm in some facilities.
Did you catch that? Andrew Cuomo's administration listed 8,000 people died from COVID, but the total may be 50% higher, up to 13,000 or more. Come on. I mean, if this isn't manipulative news, I don't know what is. But the fact remains that a radical liberal attorney general called out the governor of New York, calling him out saying, you have lied to the people of New York about how your policies affected people, how many people they killed. Now, my question is to the governors of New Jersey and Michigan, and I'm going to speak because I live in Michigan. Governor Whitmer will not release she won't release any number regarding the number of deaths in nursing home and extended living care facilities, and those who got sick in nursing homes got transferred to the hospital and died of COVID. I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, this may be off the wall, this may be way overblown, but I mean, why not? Let's take a page out of the Democrats' book and say, when are we going to arrest Whitmer and Murphy and Cuomo and Evers? When are we going to arrest these governors and say, you are complicit to murder? Because that's what they would do to Donald Trump. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I learned that from O. Sheila by Ready for the World in the 80s. Just a little bit of historical fact here. My brother and I used to go to Flint, Michigan, and we were friends with Ready for the World before and after they made it big. Great guys. Melvin Riley is a great guy. But anyway, I'm telling you, this is the ultimate hypocrisy. Nobody's talking about this. This is being swept under the rug. But I'm telling you right now, Andrew Cuomo was being groomed with his pierced nipples and everything, being groomed for the presidency in 2024, 2028. And now, I mean, how any Republican can say, listen, this guy lied through his teeth. He killed people. Now, whether or not the liberals of this country will actually listen to it, I highly doubt it. But I still have hope, and I still believe that there is a conscious majority in New York, in this country, that will say, this guy is a total fraud. Governor Murphy in New Jersey is a total fraud. Governor Whitmer, oh my gosh. Listen, I have personal perspective on her. She is ridiculous. She has no idea what she's doing. And hey, welcome to the ban of Facebook. I'm going to get banned. I mentioned on the when I posted last week's show, it was really weird. I went to post it on my Paranormal Patriot site on Facebook because, listen, as much as I hate Facebook, there are a lot of people on there. And a lot of people see my show that normally wouldn't and listen. So it grows my audience. However, I couldn't post as the Paranormal Patriot. They literally banned me from posting. And it was ironic because that was the show that I talked about conservatives and conservative values, and anything against the Democrats would be banned. Would be struck down. You couldn't have a voice. Well, I found a workaround. I worked it around where I could post as the Paranormal Patriot on my show. I'm not going to give the secret because I don't want Facebook to know. But they are banning the Paranormal Patriot. I honestly didn't think this would come until months later as they got through Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, you know, all those really huge conservative voices. But, well, it apparently, I'm bigger than I thought because Facebook went ahead and banned me right away. And I'm pretty smart in the computer world. And I had a workaround where I could post, and they didn't stop me. I was able to post, so I'm hoping I can do it again this week. So raise a glass to wishing me luck. I don't know how it's going to work, but the Paranormal Patriot is being watched. I didn't think it'd come this early, but apparently my show was on their radar. So you know what? Let's really piss them off. Share this show. Show Facebook. Show Twitter that, you know what? We listen to this show. We like this show. Make it a big deal that the Paranormal Patriot is no longer accepted on Facebook and accepted on Twitter. Let's make it a big deal. Do what you can. And again, the Paranormal Patriot hotline, I'm going to promote this thing till I'm out of breath. 989-607-4722. If you are a regular listener of this show, I expect you to call that number and leave a message. And then I am going to tell you ahead of time when I am going to do a live show, or when I'm going to record a show, I should say, and I want you guys to call. I want your input. I want to know what I'm doing is right. Do you agree with what I'm doing? Do you accept what I'm doing? Do you sit there and say, oh my God, he's so right? Or do you sit there and say, this guy's an idiot? If you listen to the paranormal aspect of the show, and I know I haven't had a lot of it, but there's a lot of political stuff going on in this country and around the world. If you want to hear political on this show, send me a voicemail. 989-607-4722. Let me know what you want to hear about. Let me know of any paranormal. I am dying to hear of my listeners' paranormal experiences. Contact me at 989-607-4722. We are done with this show this week. Ooh, I hope you liked it. It was intense for me on the other end of the microphone. So you have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Again, 989-607-4722. Contact me. If you're a listener of this show and you haven't contacted me yet, do so now. 989-607-4722. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be back next week.